You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
It is Tuesday.
I tell you, the mind is just slipping away slowly but surely.
No.
Tuesday morning, April the 8th of 2025. Sun is shining here in downtown Wausau at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. Temperature stands at 23 degrees. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. You can also join us by going to YouTube, youtube.com, and the 98.9 WXCO channel on YouTube. You can be part of the program by calling or texting us at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. If you call or text, that very same number will work. You can also use your Civic Media app as well. Just open up the 98.9 WXCO part of the app and then hit the button to call, hit the button to text, hit the button to email. It's all right there. And if you have not downloaded the Civic Media app yet, what are you waiting for? It's a terrific piece of technology. Then you can listen to us wherever you may be. Coming up here this morning in just a few minutes at 8:21, we'll be talking to our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. See how warm it's going to get. It was a bit of a chilly one yesterday. It wasn't a bad day, really. I mean, once we got into it, I mean, it was chilly, but it was not, a terrible day. We had a little bit of sunshine out there, but below normal temperature-wise. But as we heard yesterday, we're expecting that temperature to go up, up, and up as we get deeper and deeper into the weekend, towards the weekend. We'll find out what to expect here today and the early to midway portion of the week with Brittany Merlot coming up at 8:21. Coming up at 9:06 this morning, we'll have our every other Tuesday visit from the Marathon County Public Library by Robin Vargas. Find out what's going on at the library, both here at the downtown branch, the main branch here downtown Wausau, and also the branches around the county as well. So that's coming up at 9:06 this morning. And then at 9:34 this morning, we will be joined by members of the cast from D.C. Everest Senior High School. This weekend, they will be performing All Shook Up, the musical, All Shook Up. And we will have members of the cast joining us here in studio at 9:34. So that's coming up. And then finally at 9:51, it will be our daily history lesson. Talk a bit about some of the famous events that have occurred on this date in history, some celebrity birthdays, some events that are acknowledged here on the 8th of April, and also our number for the day quiz. And the person that takes the number for the day quiz is our in-studio engineer and producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
One for one so far this week.
Yeah. It's always nice to start off Monday with a win.
That means that if you get today right, that means already very early in the week you would have a passing grade. Yeah. Take away some of that pressure early on.
That'd be nice to have.
That would be nice to have. And, of course, we would love to see you get it right today and get it right tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Get it right on Thursday and get it right on Friday and get that perfect week that's been out of reach up to this point. You've had 3 weeks.
One day at a time.
Three weeks where you've had 4 out of 5 right. but never quite to that that 5 out of 5 week yet. So hopefully
not
that
yet. Hopefully this week.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get there sooner rather than later. So that will be coming up.
You won't tell me what the topic is until the second hour, though, because you don't want me to, you know, we'll overthink it.
Well, we may do it in the final segment of the first hour because we have Robin Vargas in the first segment of the second hour. So may want to try to fit that one in before Robin comes in because we normally do it in the first segment of the second hour. So if I remember, we will do it in the final segment of the first hour. So that will be coming up. We'll let Ian know the topic. He can stew on it for a little while. Yeah. And then at about 9:56 this morning, we will give him the quiz, give him three choices, one of which is our number for the day, and then move on from there. So, again, that's on the plate here this morning. Coming up this afternoon, we have a bit of a change in our high school sports broadcast, and who knows, we may get more changes as we get closer and deeper into the day. But we were scheduled to bring you Wausau West Warrior High School baseball this evening. The game against Menominee was originally scheduled for Wausau West at 4:30. But then the game was moved to Wisconsin Rapids for a 6:15 start. And then last night I got a text from the coach, said, hey, you got to love this time of year, but the game's been postponed. It will be played on Saturday at 11 a.m. at Wausau West. So the Warrior baseball team not in action tonight, but we still have a broadcast at this point. The Wausau West High School softball team will open up Wisconsin Valley Conference play this afternoon at home against the Merrill Blue Jays. And apparently the field is in good enough shape, even with the recent wet weather. But the sun and yesterday the wind helping dry out the outfield, because at Wausau West, both on the baseball diamonds and the softball diamonds, they have artificial turf on the infield, but natural grass in the outfield.
Yeah.
So the problem isn't the infield. The problem is if the outfield is too wet. But at this point, the girls softball game between Wausau West and Merrill is on for this afternoon. And good news is we got the sunshine, so that will be good for the field. It's supposed to be sunny throughout the course of the day. And I will head over to Wausau West this afternoon, 4:20 for the pregame, 4:30 for the first pitch. Wausau West girls softball against the Merrill Blue Jays. So we'll knock on wood here that that game stays on and that we'll have some high school athletics and make sure I get bundled up because the temperature is not going to be that warm. But
weather is a big factor when it comes to sports.
Especially in the month of April. Yeah. As we get deeper into the spring, it gets better. But April, it's often hit and miss. But just to give you a look at our schedule for the rest of the week, today, Wausau West softball against Merrill. Friday, marathon. We'll have our first marathon spring sports broadcast. The Marathon Red Raider baseball team taking on Rib Lake at Marathon High School. We'll have coverage of that one starting with the pregame show at 4:35 and the first pitch at 4:45. And then Saturday, that Wausau West baseball broadcast against the Menominee Mustangs. 10:50 for the pregame, 11 a.m. for the first pitch. So action today, Friday and Saturday, high school athletics, because we are the only Wausau radio station that still provides live play-by-play of high school sports, 98.9 WXCO. Why do we do that?
Because we are very, very proud of it.
Yes, we are. We are proud to be the only radio home for high school athletics, 98.9 WXCO. All right. Yeah, and also, again, we like to mention the fact that we do a lot of high school athletics here on 98.9 WXCO, but I'm also very proud to be able to bring you the young people. We had last week from Wausau West High School, the performers from All My Sons, outstanding show that was put on this past weekend at Wausau West. Yesterday, we had the kids from the Central Wisconsin Children's Theater as a Enchanted Bookshop musical, which will be performed at Venega Theater at UWSP at Wausau.
It's only 3 days away.
Yep, Friday and then two shows on Saturday, a matinee and an evening performance, and then a matinee on Sunday. And then today, an opportunity to talk to some of the performers from DC Everest. And they have their show coming up this weekend as well, so we'll have more on that. And don't forget as well that the East Side Players over at Wausau East have a production going on this weekend as well. I mean, it's just amazing how many different performances are going on around the area.
Especially over the course of a single weekend.
Exactly. So Wausau East, East End Players, Hadestown Teen Edition, going on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday as well over at Wausau East. So,
yeah,
again,
I didn't realize that was a thing, a teen edition of Hadestown. I guess there's a lot of, you know, high school versions of a popular shows, which is understandable.
Yep, and like the Central Wisconsin Children's Theater, Hadestown Teen Edition at Wausau East will have performances Friday evening, then a matinee on Saturday, and an evening performance on Saturday,
nice.
And then a matinee on Sunday. So again, between Everest East and the CWCT, mm-hmm. They have four performances for each. So that means you just have to, you know, pick one to go for, like maybe Friday evening, maybe one for a matinee on Saturday or Sunday, and then maybe one for a evening performance on a Saturday as well, and be able to go over and really enjoy the talent that is going to be on display for all these performances.
Mm-hmm.
so again, it's wonderful. It really is. And I just really
busy
enjoy
time for both sports and a theater in high schools, which is just perfect, because it's always good to keep them busy, especially as we get towards the end of the school year into summer vacation. It's always good to keep the kids busy and, you know, keep those social interactions up and just have a lot of fun.
Exactly. So again, look forward to speaking to the performers from DC Everest coming up at 9:34 this morning here on the program, and find out more about All Shook Up. And this weekend, actually, it looks like you know, some musicals going on. And as I've said, I enjoy some of the straight plays, and that's why I really enjoyed going to West last week and seeing All My Sons.
The straight plays are always interesting to watch.
Yeah, but also, I mean, musicals as well. I mean, you've done both. I mean, obviously there's different challenges involved in one or the other.
Yeah.
Do you have a preference? Do you prefer a straight play or a musical performing?
Well, I definitely prefer musicals. Musicals are more like a fast pace, and it's able to move the story along a lot faster. Or where a straight plays, it takes a little bit longer to develop the story and the characters, but the weight is well worth it, though. But I like both of them, but personally, I prefer musicals.
Okay. Well, I don't disagree with you there, but probably because I can't sing.
That's
so that,
okay.
That probably has a lot to do with it. I couldn't carry a note to save
There's
my life.
There's benefits to both of them.
Exactly. All right, we're going to take a time out and then come back and talk about the weather. We're going to start maybe to get some spring-like weather soon, maybe. We'll find out with Brittany Merlot coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And you can also, again, join us at YouTube.com. Just go to the 98.9 WXCO part of the app and be able to join us there with the video stream. Add your questions or comments. And again, you can also join us by calling or texting us at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297 to be part of the program here on 98.9 WXCO. As I look outside, very nice start. I mean, in terms of the way it looks, a lot of blue sky, a lot of sunshine out there right now. It was down in the teens earlier, but now the temperature has started to rise a bit. We're up to 23 degrees here at our studios in downtown Wausau. What can we expect for the rest of today? Are we going to start to feel more like spring? Well, to find out, we're joined again by our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Brittany, good morning.
Good morning. Oh gosh, I love the bright blue skies right now. It's giving me a smile, but still pretty cold, I feel. I don't know.
It is still cold. I mean, no doubt about it. I guess, you know, it's on a sliding scale these days. Yesterday was a bit nippy, well below normal. But, you know, again, for me, when I go out there and the sun is out, it just feels a little bit warmer. And also, it's a little bit calmer as well than it was yesterday.
Yes, thank goodness those winds calmed down. Gosh, they just cut right through yesterday. It was terrible. It was like running from the car to the grocery store, wherever you had to go at work. But my goodness, calmer today, bright and beautiful. We're not expecting any clouds until later tonight. And high temperatures will reach the low 40s. So pretty comfortable considering no winds, right? But of course, spring weather. We're on a roller coaster ride. Right. Spring, right? What does a spring do? It goes up and down. It's everywhere. So that's, it's named perfect, I think, actually. So we're looking tomorrow morning. Don't be shocked if a little bit of light snow is flying around and then it turns over to some drizzle. We do have that chance. It's small chance, but it's there. So as we go through the afternoon, it will be a cloudy, darker day with on and off scattered showers possible and then highs in those mid-40s. Do still have those shower chances lingering into Thursday morning, unfortunately. The clouds stick around Thursday as well. High temperatures still right there into those mid to upper 40s. So that's kind of some spring weather there. Then the sunshine takes over for Friday, Saturday, Sunday as well, and high temperatures just keep climbing. We start to get breezy with winds out of the south, and they're going to be pushing us to the mid-50s on Friday, low 60s on Saturday, and yes, we're going to hit some mid-60s on Sunday before some rain rolls in. Mm. You know there's a price to pay every time. Sorry. Disclaimer.
But the good news is with all that sunshine and the warmer temperatures, things will start to dry out a little bit because between all the snow and other wet weather recently, if you get off the sidewalks and get off the road, it gets a little mushy, doesn't it?
Oh, it sure does. I can never figure out what kind of shoes I'm going to wear. Which hiking shoes do I want to destroy in the mud today? Because it's gross.
How much are you going to sink into it?
Yes.
Exactly right. But generally, I know that we had talked recently about like water levels and river levels and stuff like that. Are we in a decent spot right now? Has things calmed down there?
Yeah, right now we've actually calmed things down. The river has subsided a little bit. I mean, all of them are still on the higher level of things. You know, they're not low. We're not in a drought, that's for sure. So, you know, the spring melt's still happening. The water is still very cold. So my new concern right now isn't so much with flooding and all of that because they're pretty dry. This system coming through tomorrow isn't a heavy hitter. I mean, this is only going to bring probably about a tenth of an inch of rainfall. But you know, with the warm weather this weekend, the cold water, people are going to try to get out there. You know, I might want to kayak, right? But those currents are so strong. There's a lot of branches in there. There's a lot of tree debris because of the ice that we just had. Trees came crashing down. So just keep that in mind. If you're going to be out on the water, it's kind of a little treacherous with the extra debris, the fact that it's so cold. If you fall in, that's hypothermia.
Yeah. Patience is a virtue, isn't it?
Sure is, unfortunately.
Even for you, patience is a virtue. Yeah. As much as you want to get out there, I'm sure.
Spring makes me antsy because not much to do.
I know it. Well, what are the details here? Again, kind of a mixed bag the next couple of days. What can we expect?
Yes, it sure is. So bright and beautiful today, a little crisp though, highs in those low 40s. Then tomorrow morning, we could see a few flurries flying around in the morning, turning to light drizzle through the afternoon, on and off scattered showers, mostly cloudy, highs in those mid 40s tomorrow. We'll stay in the upper 40s for Thursday with some drizzle possible in the morning, still cloudy with clearing late. And as we go into Friday, Saturday, Sunday, nothing but sunshine, highs keep getting warmer into the mid 50s as we close the week out. We start the weekend off in the low 60s, and we end the weekend in the mid to upper 60s.
Yay. Sounds really, really good. So, and even today sounds like a really good chance to get out. May have to, you know, still be a little bundle, but still get out there and enjoy the sunshine.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, Brittany, thanks again for the info. Have yourself a great sunny Tuesday, and we'll catch you tomorrow.
Bye, Brittany.
Thanks, you too. Bye, guys.
That is our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, joins us each weekday right here at 821 on 98.9 WXCO. Currently in downtown Wausau, yep, the sun is shining. I look out there, see the blue sky. The branches are not moving like they were yesterday when it came to the breeze. Right now, 23 degrees. Winds are out of the west at 6 miles per hour, so that wind chill is still down there, 16 degrees. Dew point of 13. Relative humidity of 65%, the barometer at 30.15 inches, and a visibility of 10 miles. Again, coming up a little bit later on in the program at 9:06, we'll be talking to, from the Marathon County Public Library, Robin Vargas, about what's going on at the library. And then at 9:34 this morning, we'll be joined by members of the cast of All Shook Up from the D.C. Everest Senior High School Theater. So that's all still to come. But next, it is an information update. We'll find out what's going on with news, weather, sports, and entertainment, as we do at the top and bottom of every hour. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. The time is 8:28. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You got a great imagination.
Chips. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. The 2025 Wisconsin State Indoor Track and Field Championships were held over the weekend at the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater. It always attracts some of the state's top athletes with talent all over the place. A pair of young female NINA athletes made quite the splash. Sela Gentile continued her impressive early season with wins in the long jump and triple jump. Her mark of 39 feet in the triple jump set a new state best in the early season. NINA freshman Emma Severson has burst onto the scene in a big way, throwing 42 feet 6.5 inches in the shot put, which is the best mark so far this year. On the boys' side, Remy Strickarts of Kenosha Indian Trail won both the 800 and 1600 meter events. Hunter Sprangers of Kimberly won the shot put with a toss of 62 feet 6.5 inches. Blake Tierry of Prairie du Chien was the WFCA Small School Offensive Player of the Year on the football field last fall, and then won a Division II Wrestling State Championship this winter at 215 pounds. He continued to show off his impressive athleticism at the state indoor track meet with a win in the long jump, going 21 feet 8.5 inches, while also finishing second in the triple jump. In girls lacrosse action, Muskego defeated Waukesha and Verona last week, with senior midfielder Abby Leto scoring 4 goals in both games. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.
By the small
Home Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app, the time is 8:37, 23 degrees here in downtown Wausau. Hey, if you would like to look cool, we got a way for you to do it. You can get some Civic Media merchandise. Yep, from Civic Media gear to shirts for your local Civic Media station, just like 98.9 WXCO. The Civic Media store is a great way to support Civic Media and look great doing so. So show your support for real news, great conversations with a brand new hat or t-shirt from the Civic Media merch store. Looking to refresh your wardrobe and support Civic Media at the same time? Check out the new Civic Media store by heading over to the Civic Media homepage, civicmedia.us. Click on the store button in the upper right corner and you can check out all the great merchandise that is there. Take a look around and then maybe buy a thing or two and look really cool as we get into the spring. Well, interesting news story came out last night.
What's that?
It was back after the 2020 election. Donald Trump claimed in the state of Wisconsin that he actually won when the vote said no, he did not win. And Robin Voss hired former Wisconsin State Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman to investigate. Okay. And Gableman basically was a clown during all this. He basically was just wasting a lot of taxpayers' money. In fact, he did it so poorly that yesterday, Michael Gableman, who spread election conspiracy theories and then led the investigation into a Trump's 2020 loss in Wisconsin, he agreed to surrender his law license to settle multiple misconduct violations. This was a man who had served for a decade as a justice on the Wisconsin State Supreme Court, somebody that was in a very, very important position. I mean, obviously, we talked all about for the last number of months the importance of the Wisconsin State Supreme Court election that occurred 7 days ago.
Very true.
Where Susan Crawford was able to win the election over Brad Schimmel and keep a progressive majority on the Wisconsin State Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. But Michael Gableman, a former conservative member of that court, somebody that you would hope would do the right things. Because when you put somebody in a position like that, you want them to do the right things, whether they're conservative, whether they're liberal, that they take seriously the position they are put into.
Right.
But Gableman, after leaving his seat on the court, he decided not to run for re-election. He then was hired by Voss to do this investigation. And the State Office of Lawyer Regulation filed a 10-count complaint in November against Gableman, accusing him of misconduct during that probe. The state Supreme Court ultimately could revoke Gableman's law license, although the court rarely administers such a harsh punishment against wayward attorneys. But the Office of Lawyer Regulation and Gableman filed a stipulation with the Supreme Court yesterday in which they signed an appropriate sanction that would be suspending Gableman's license for 3 years. A referee overseeing the case and the Supreme Court must approve the agreement before it can take effect. The thing about it is, the thing that's important here is, Gableman himself acknowledged in the filing that the complaint provides an adequate factual basis and that he couldn't successfully defend himself against the allegations. They're true. He admits they're true.
Well, perhaps there is hope for him after all.
But this election investigation was such a waste of time and money.
Yeah.
I mean, Gableman looked at allegations of fraud related to the 2020 election that Trump narrowly lost in Wisconsin. Under pressure from Trump himself, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss hired Gableman to lead the probe. The investigation came up with nothing. Nothing.
Yeah.
But it drew derision, bipartisan derision even, because it cost taxpayers more than $2.3 million. I should have used that as our number for the day, but I already let you know about it. So $2.3 million in a seven-month inquiry. Gableman was sued during this inquiry for his response to open records requests and subpoenas, and then he countersued. He was ridiculed for scant expense records, criticized for sending confusing emails and making rudimentary errors in his filings, and called out for meeting with conspiracy theorists. Even Voss thought he was an embarrassment, because Voss fired Gableman in 2022, calling him an embarrassment and saying he deserved to lose his law license. Gableman retaliated because he is a petty, petty man by helping Trump backers try to recall Voss from office, but they failed twice to gather enough valid signatures to force a vote. So, again, it's a little bit of good news that there's actual consequences to doing what Gableman did in this situation. So Gableman will be losing his law license for at least 3 years.
Well, better late than never, I guess.
Well, the whole idea that Voss hired him in the first place was ridiculous. Yeah. Just because Donald Trump kept claiming there was some sort of fraud when there was no evidence of voter fraud at all. Also, something that concerns the courts, and this is the United States Supreme Court. Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson is a shining light right now on a court that is dominated by conservatives, six conservatives to three liberals on that court. Well, yesterday, Brown Jackson issued a seething dissent to another ridiculous United States Supreme Court ruling that allows the Trump administration to use an 18th century wartime law to deport Venezuelan migrants.
Oh, gosh.
And the thing about it is they're doing it basically in a sort of an underhanded way. Well, first of all, Ketanji Brown Jackson wrote, "The president of the United States has invoked a centuries-old wartime statute to whisk people away to a notoriously brutal foreign-run prison. For lovers of liberty, this should be quite concerning. The statute in question is the rarely used Alien Enemies Act of 1798. And that was passed by President John Adams and the Congress. It was considered, even at the time, beyond the pale, very early in our country's history. That was one reason that Thomas Jefferson ran for president of the United States in 1800. But this Alien Enemies Act seems to pop up from time to time in very, very wrong situations. Back in 1941, Franklin Roosevelt invoked it to justify the incarceration of Japanese Americans in camps during World War II, a stain on this country's history. The worst thing that a great president did during his terms in office. The Supreme Court upheld the incarceration in 1944, but then 75 years later, the court admitted it was gravely wrong in that ruling. But now, they're allowing it again for Donald Trump. What's especially concerning, Jackson wrote regarding the current deportation case, is that the conservative-dominated Supreme Court ruled under its emergency docket or shadow docket without hearing any arguments or reviewing any briefings. Something this important should be fought for in front of the judges.
Absolutely.
By lawyers on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Jackson wrote, "At least when the court went off base in the past, it left a record so posterity could see how it went wrong. In cases like this, they just make a ruling. They don't even have arguments in front of it." Jackson said, "With more and more of our most significant rulings taking place in the shadows of our emergency docket, today's court leaves less and less of a trace. But make no mistake," she said, "we are just as wrong now as we have been in the past, with similarly devastating consequences. It just seems we are now less willing to face it." Jackson argued it sets a dangerous precedent that the court quickly struck down the injunction from U.S. District Judge James E. Boasberg, whose earlier ruling put a temporary halt on such deportations and ordered plane loads of Venezuelan migrants to be returned to the U.S. The Trump administration, without evidence, let me underline that, without evidence, has claimed the migrants are dangerous gang members. Again, no evidence. They just say it. And why would anybody think Donald Trump would lie? He's never lied, right?
He's only saying that because they're from a different country that's not America.
And they look different.
Exactly. He's using a stereotype.
Lawyers for some of the men who have been deported have said they have no criminal history. Some were allegedly detained and sent to a notorious El Salvadoran prison solely because they have tattoos. Ridiculous.
Seriously. It's just incredibly racist and just It's horrible.
And then Jackson wrote, surely the question whether such government action is consistent with our Constitution and laws warrants considerable thought and attention from the judiciary, not to just let Donald Trump do what he wants. And I added that last part. But Jackson said, this court now sees fit to intervene, hastily dashing off a four-paragraph per curiam opinion discarding the district court's order based solely on a new legal pronouncement that one might have thought would require significant deliberation. She said the court has gotten too comfortable moving forward using shadow docket rulings. She said, I lament that the court appears to have embarked on a new era of procedural variability and that it has done so in such a casual, inequitable, and in my view, inappropriate manner. Good for Judge Jackson.
She's right.
Because we need to have a record of these grave mistakes. And shame on Judge Supreme Court Chief Justice Roberts for leading this end around to allow Donald Trump to continue to send perhaps innocent people to this gulag in El Salvador. The time is 8:48. Coming up, yesterday, the Los Angeles Dodgers, World Series champions, paid a visit to the White House.
Yeah,
I have some thoughts this on recently. This. We're going to talk a little bit more about this coming up next. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. The time is 8:49, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Time is 8:52 here on this Tuesday morning. Yep, Tuesday morning, the 8th day of April of 2025. And yesterday, as you know, it's been a tradition over a number of years that when a team wins a championship, they would be invited to the White House, have a presentation, have a few moments with the President of the United States. But during the first Trump administration, there started to be some pushback from certain teams that disagreed with Trump and some of his policies and some of the things that he said. He had put himself into the sports realm back in his first term by claiming that folks like Colin Kaepernick and others that kneeled to show their concern about unequal justice for minorities in this country were somehow anti-American and that they should be fired and basically blackballed. And Colin Kaepernick basically has been blackballed for nearly a decade from the National Football League, somebody that had played very well for the San Francisco 49ers but never got another opportunity after that. And folks like Steph Curry and other members of the Golden State Warriors refused to go to the White House. Other teams did not go to the White House as well. But now, feels like just like some of the rich folks that have been kneeling towards Trump early in his second term, now some of the teams are turning around and deciding, hey, we're going to go and visit this president who is a white supremacist, this person that is doing everything he can to erase Black history, including
whitewash history.
Exactly. Including one of the great Dodgers of all time, Jackie Robinson, but apparently mm-hmm. that was not enough to cause the team that Jackie Robinson played for, the Dodgers, to not visit the White House. I mean, just a few weeks ago, I've talked about this, that on the Department of Defense website, they wiped away the story of Jackie Robinson, along with other people of color, and then it was labeled as some sort of DEI issue. That folks like Donald Trump think that Jackie Robinson, who broke the color barrier of Major League Baseball, was a DEI hire. I would think that the Los Angeles Dodgers, in that circumstance, would say, sorry, Mr. President, you disrespected the memory of one of our greatest players ever. We're not going to the White House. We're not going to stand there and yuck it up with you after what you did to Jackie Robinson. But
sadly, they did.
Nope. They visited the White House yesterday. They stood there, every single one of them, not a one, did not show up. They all stood there laughing it up with Trump, gave him a Dodger jersey with 47 and Trump on it. And the idea that nobody stood up against that, not a one stood up against that. Because you would think that there would be at least one or two of the Dodgers, maybe even more, mm-hmm. that would be aware of what's been going on with Donald Trump over the last 3 months, and even beyond that, that they would be against that, that they would want to stand up against that. But there's all this talk, and I've mentioned before that I get a baseball/newsletter from Craig Calcaterra. It's called mm-hmm. Cup of Coffee. Talks about baseball, but it also talks about the news that's going on around the country and around the world. And he said in his newsletter this morning that I've seen a lot of rationalizing quotes from people about how the team needs to stick together, blah, blah, blah. But for some reason, that never applies to conservative ball players who refuse to go to the White House when a Democrat is president. Players like Dodgers reliever Blake Treinen, who is front and center smiling in the photo, who refused to go see Joe Biden in 2021 after the Dodgers won the 2020 World Series. No one talked about how it was a hard choice for him or how his not going negatively affected team unity. He didn't go because he hates Joe Biden and everyone was cool with it. Here, everyone went to go see Trump either because they're all cool with it or because there's a strong sense that the team would get mad at a player for not going to see Trump. And that's true. I mean, it's like this idea that, and there are a lot of conservative baseball players. I've seen some stories about this, that in terms of professional sports, that baseball players are by far the most conservative, that there's probably more Trumpists out there on the ball diamond than in other sports. But a really strong line here from Calcaterra that I agree with 100%. Anyway, congratulations on being used as a propaganda piece while people are being disappeared into black site prisons, guys. And he said, in related news, I'm not really interested in hearing anyone with the Los Angeles Dodgers talking next week about how important Jackie Robinson was. Next week is Jackie Robinson Day in Major League Baseball. But he says, I don't want to hear anyone with the Dodgers talking next week about how important Jackie Robinson was when they all smiled and posed yesterday with a white supremacist who is doing everything he can to erase black history and resegregate society.
Seriously, they don't deserve to mention his name.
Congratulations to Craig Calcaterra for bringing it truth 100%.
And telling it like it is.
And pathetic to the LA Dodgers for showing up and smiling and chuckling it up with the white supremacist in chief. Another hour to go. 8:58. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.